Hey, this is Ashlyn and Bryn, and we are going to be doing a podcast over the legalization of abortion. Just to let you guys be aware that Bryn and I are very passionate about this topic, and we are very against abortion. But for this podcast, Bryn is going to be pretending that she is for abortion. All right, so I truly think that nobody should ever be able to kill a preborn baby. And according to Brown and Robert from the article, all abortions must be illegal. The choice has to be defined. Thus, for the question, who should make the choice to kill preborn babies? The answer is nobody.
I think that women should have a choice to end a pregnancy or not. In the article from BBC, it states, women have a moral right to decide what to do with their bodies.
But from you saying that it is women's choice whether to abort their baby or not, that also means that most of the time it is their choice to do what they're doing and to put that consideration for what could come out of their actions.
According to the same article, it states the right to abortion should be a part of a portfolio of pregnancy rights that enables women to make a truly free choice whether to end a pregnancy.
You saying that abortion is a choice makes you a murderer. Because according to Archdiocese of Baltimore, the science of embryology states that from the moment of conception a human being is formed, the DNA it has is not only human DNA, but the DNA of an individual distinct from that of either parent. In forensic criminology, DNA is used to distinguish one person from another. So the DNA of an embryo indicates that the embryo is a person. To aid a person who engages in abortion or promotes abortion makes one an accessory to murder.
Legally speaking, murder is defined as one human being unlawfully killing another human being, according to the Legal Information Institute. If we apply this definition of murder to abortion, agreeing that abortion is one human being initially killing another human being, wouldn't miscarriage then logically be involuntary manslaughter?
I guess you could say it's involuntary manslaughter because you can't really choose if your baby dies or not, but it is your choice if you want to voluntarily kill your baby, which is wrong and is murder.
I have another opposing point. It is that women who are raped and end up pregnant shouldn't have to put their bodies through something that wasn't their choice.
A lot of things in life aren't your choice. Being poor is not your choice. Whoever your parents are aren't your choice. Living with your parents aren't your choice. Going to school isn't your choice. A lot of things in life aren't your choice. You can't just be like, hey, I want $1 million because that's my choice and that's what I want. It's not your choice. So you saying that getting an abortion when getting pregnant from rape is okay is wrong because a lot of things in life are not your choice.
Alright, but it's still not fair.
So, from all that we have gathered, abortion should be illegal.